What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. This is our first episode of the week. This week we're kind of having a unusual schedule in comparison to how we usually have our set, sports episodes on Tuesdays, entertainment episodes on Thursdays. I mean, it is a week after a holiday, and so we gotta do what we gotta do. And yeah, so today is Wednesday, November 29th. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Hope you had a very safe, healthy, and happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, this, like I said, is our first episode of the week. And for our first episode of this week, we will be covering the semifinals of Dancing with the Stars season 32, which occurred last night, occurred Tuesday night, November 28th. It was an incredible show. Another very enjoyable episode of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, I just think, week in and week out, the show just keeps getting better and better. With that said, before I get into my thoughts on all the couples and how they all danced and everything, I do have a great thing to announce. We are officially part of Team SeatGeek, so I want to shout out SeatGeek, of course. SeatGeek, one of the most loved and one of the most used ticketing marketplaces out there. People love to buy their tickets on SeatGeek, and yeah, so once again, shout out to SeatGeek for letting me be part of the team. I'm excited. They've given us an exclusive code to share with you all. But before I share that code, a couple things about SeatGeek. So like I said, SeatGeek is a ticket app, and something that I really love about SeatGeek is that whenever you're browsing for tickets on SeatGeek, each ticket is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. And the rating basically, it depends on the price, depends on the view, depends on the exact seats you're looking at. And of course, the better the deal, the higher the rating that SeatGeek gives the tickets, So that's something that I really love. And they also give you kind of a virtual type of view, and if there are pictures, they could kind of give you they give you a view with pictures, so you could kind of get an idea of what your view may look like for the event that you're trying to purchase the tickets for. And yeah, SeatGeek is just amazing. I've really got into it as of late. Over the years I would use it, but within the last year I would say, like, SeatGeek has become my primary, ticket app. And now to get to the good part for all you listeners out there. So with my code RobCao, that's RobCao, you will get $20 off your first ticket purchase at SeatGeek. I'm gonna put the link of SeatGeek in the description of today's episode, so you guys could, download the app, and you could use the code RobCao for $20 off your first purchase. Of course, you don't have to click the link in the description, but I'm gonna put it there just in case. If you don't wanna, look at the description, you can easily go to your App Store, Google Play Store, whatever, phone you have, and you just search for SeatGeek, download the app, whatever you're looking for. And I mean, right now is the perfect time, really, when you think about it. It's holiday season, Christmas season. What better gift to give someone than, tickets to a concert, comedy show, sports game? A lot of celebrities too nowadays, they do, some like question and answer type of things. Like one of my favorite movies of all time, Napoleon Dynamite. 3 stars of that movie. Right now, and also in 2024, they're gonna be going on a tour around the country celebrating the 20-year anniversary of that movie. And basically, it's gonna be a showing of the movie. And then the, 3 actors from the movie, they're gonna be answering questions. They're gonna be, giving some behind the scenes details, and there's also gonna be, meet and greet tickets. Ariana Madix, who of course we're gonna talk about on today's show, of course she's on Dancing with the Stars right now. She has a couple shows lined up now for December. So it's not, there's so many things, so many options to go see nowadays. And like I said, what better gift? I mean, for me, in terms of like gifts that I prefer, I usually ask for, like tickets to a comedy show, to games, concerts, stuff like that. So yeah, once again, shout out to SeatGeek for letting me, join Team SeatGeek. Very excited to be part of this, and I hope all my listeners out there, hope you guys take advantage of this amazing deal that they're offering. One more time, make sure to use code ROBCAO, that's ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek. So now to get into the semifinals of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. So as always, I'm going to be beginning with the first couple of the night, ending with the final couple of the night. And of course, I'm going to be giving my score as always and giving the actual scores that each couple received from the judges. Something different for this week was that each couple had two dances rather than the typical one dance per episode. So, of course, this was, like I said, the semifinals. Five couples left. We have Ariana and Pasha, Jason and Daniela, Sochi and Val, Charity and Artem, and Allison and Sasha. So, another thing, for the semifinals and for next week's finale, it's the typical three judges. So, Carrie Ann, Derek, and Bruno, no guest judges for these last two episodes of the season. And, yeah, to start things off, the first couple of the night was Ariana and Pasha. I thought they did an absolutely incredible job at their first dance of the night. They've been, you know, arguably the most consistent couple from night one and now all the way to night 10 or the semifinals of season 32. And yeah, you just see that connection growing and growing, that chemistry growing each and every week. And yeah, I always enjoy watching Ariana and Pasha perform. And yeah, I think it was an incredible, you know, start to semifinals. And with that said, I gave Ariana and Pasha a 29 out of 30, and they received a 28 from the judges. So that trend within the last 2 to 3 weeks of me and the judges being aligned continues. Followed by Ariana and Pasha, we had Jason and Daniela. I thought their first dance was really good. It wasn't my favorite of the night, but it wasn't bad at all. Like, I thought it was actually really good. And I think these last 2 weeks, we've seen Jason kind of get back into, you know, into the steps of what he was originally in the beginning of season 32. And of course, Daniela, you know, she keeps killing it out there. And with that said, I gave Jason and Daniela a 27, and that is exactly what they received from the judges. Following Jason and Daniela, we had Sochi and Val, and they danced their first song to, it was called Samba because they're doing the Samba, but it was really like a remix of Gloria Estefan's Conga. So I had to make sure to shout it out. And yeah, shout out to Gloria Estefan. You already know the legend. But yeah, Sochi and Val, I wasn't as high on their dance as the judges were or the crowd was. I did think it was, you know, a really good dance, but I think that they've been like so elite throughout this competition that it definitely wasn't my favorite performance of theirs. But with that said, I gave them a 26 and they received the perfect 30 out of 30 from the judges. So this is the first dance of the night so far that me and the judges, you know, weren't really aligned. Then we move on to Charity and Artem. This first dance of theirs on the season 32 semifinal episode was arguably one of my favorite performances in Dancing with the Stars history. I thought it was a legendary performance that Charity and Artem put on. I think specifically within these last 2 weeks, we've really seen the growth in terms of, you know, emotion and the acting side and getting into character side out of Charity. And that's really been the one thing she's been lacking. And I've talked about it multiple times on here. It's incredible because this has been an elite couple since night one. And all people wanted was for Charity to be, you know, more in character, you know, be more emotional. I really believe these last 2 weeks, she's really like gotten that out. And I mean, Charity and Artem, man, they look incredible. I'm going to make a big statement here. In my opinion, within the last 2 weeks, they've been the best couple on that dance floor. And with that said, I gave them a perfect 30 out of 30. They received a 29 out of 30 from the judges. Then following them was Allison Hannigan and Sasha Farber, who, of course, I always talk about how much I love watching them perform, how much I love their personalities, their chemistry on and off the dance floor. And yeah, I just very much enjoy these two personalities. And yeah, Allison, I don't know what it is, man. She always just makes me emotional. Seeing her talk, seeing her dance, whatever it is, she just makes me emotional. She brings tears in my eyes, but tears of joy. She makes me smile. And yeah, she just seems like such a, you know, special person. So it's always a joy to watch her perform. With that said, I thought Allison and Sasha did a great job. I thought it was one of the first dance of the night. I thought it was, you know, one of their best dances of the season. I gave them a 26 out of 30. They received a 25 out of 30. So me and the judges, you know, only 1 point apart. Following the first round of dances, we had a special performance from some of the pros who will be going on the Dancing with the Stars tour, the upcoming tour coming to a theater near you in 2024. With that said, once again, I want to shout out SeatGeek. I know I already did it to begin the episode, but I wanted to make sure to, mention it again quickly. For those of you who are looking to get tickets to see the Dancing with the Stars tour in a city near you, make sure to head to SeatGeek and make sure to use my code RobCao. That's RobCao. And yeah, if it's your first purchase on the app, you want to buy some Dancing with the Stars tickets, use that code and you'll get $20 off your order. So once again, that's RobCao, RobCao. And yeah, I'm looking forward to, God willing, going to one of the tour shows. So let's see what happens. Now to move on to the second round of dances of the semifinals night on season 32 of the show. We had Jason and Daniela starting off the second round. I thought Jason and Daniela's second dance was a lot better than their first dance of the night. I thought it was, one of their best dances of the whole season in general. And it adds on to my point of what I previously said about, Jason getting back to that, original space in which he was in to begin the season. I gave their second dance of the night a 29 out of 30, and they received a perfect 30 out of 30 from the judges. Following them, we had Sochi and Val, a very emotional piece, a piece that very much, brought out an extra emotional side of Sochi. I thought it was one of the best dances of the season in general, one of my favorite dances to watch. It was very emotional. Derek was crying, Carrie Ann was crying. Derek said that Len would be very proud of that dance. So it was just very emotional all around. And with that said, I gave Sochi and Val a 30 out of 30 on their second dance of the night. And that is exactly what they received from the judges. Following Sochi and Val, we had Charity and Artem with another incredible dance, another one of my favorites of the season. Both of Charity and Artem's dances in the semifinal show were just incredible. And once again, I gave them a 30 out of 30, and that is exactly what they received from the judges. Following them, we had Allison and Sasha. I thought this dance for Allison and Sasha was even better than their first dances. Arguably might have been their best dance of the season. I gave them a 28 out of 30, and they received a 26 out of 30. And then following Allison and Sasha to round up the second round of dances of the night, we had Ariana and Pasha, who started off the first round of the semifinals. I gave them a perfect 30 out of 30 on their second dance of the night. It was very emotional, one of my favorite dances of the season. And it's always a joy, like I said in the beginning, to watch Ariana and Pasha perform week in and week out. After the performance, and before receiving the scores from the judges, Julianne, asked Ariana a couple questions. She asked about what it's like being, like why she wants to be in the finale so much. And Ariana really emphasized that she wants to see Pasha be part of the finale because he's never been there and he really deserves it. And he saw Pasha began to cry, and it was just very emotional all around. And Ariana and Pasha received their first perfect score of the season, 30 out of 30. That's what I gave them. And it was just so cool to see the emotions, to see them crying, embracing, and hugging after all the hard work they've put in. And yeah, I just really love watching this couple week in and week out. And then following, they're the final dance of the night. Following that, we had a bottom, I mean, I usually, give my bottom two predictions along with the actual bottom. Then I give my, eliminated couple prediction and then the actual eliminated couple. Thankfully for this week, so my bottom two predictions were Allison and Jason. And then my eliminated predicted couple was Jason and Daniela. Although I've said today multiple times that Jason, he's gotten back into that space. I've just had this weird feeling the last couple of weeks that he may be eliminated prior to the finale. But that said, thankfully, the bottom two was not actual. We really don't know the actual bottom two. They had Ariana and Pasha out there and Sochi and Val. But thankfully, no couple was eliminated. These five great couples will be moving on to the finale, and they will each have a chance to become the champions of Dancing with the Stars world and the first champions to have the trophy of the Len Goodman Mirrorball Trophy. And it's going to be an extra emotional night next week. I already know it, especially, them really emphasizing Len and all the good stuff and all the great memories we have of him from this show. And yeah, just another incredible episode of Dancing with the Stars. Make sure to tune into the season 32 finale next Tuesday night, December 5th at 8 o'clock on Disney Plus and ABC. And December 5th is the night before my birthday, so it's gonna be definitely an early birthday treat. to get to watch the season finale of one of my favorite shows on the planet, one of my favorite shows of all time, and a show that I love very, very much, and I'm very grateful for. It just, makes me happy, makes me smile, makes me emotional. I just love Dancing with the Stars so much, so I'm so happy that the finale of this season is gonna be the night before my birthday. And obviously it's gonna be bittersweet because we don't, I don't want the season to end. But at the end of the day, it's been such a extra amazing season that all we could do is be grateful and just enjoy, these last moments that we're gonna have with these couples, on this season of Dancing with the Stars. If you guys want to give me, your thoughts on any of this, your predictions for the finale, whatever it is related to Dancing with the Stars, make sure to, hit us up on Instagram at @theflame_ES. You could also hit me up on Instagram at Rob Cao, that's ROBCAO. You could email me your thoughts if you want at tfesrob@gmail.com. And yeah, I'm very much, looking forward to the finale of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of the week for the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Make sure to keep it locked in. We will have more episodes than usual. As I said in the top of this episode, this is not a typical week for us. This is not our typical Sports Tuesday, Entertainment Thursday episode week. Today is Wednesday. This is a Dancing with the Stars semifinals episode. We're gonna have a sports episode where we talk NFL, MLB free agency, a little NBA. We're gonna also have another separate episode, a big college football talk with Paul episode. Because of course last weekend was the last regular season weekend of the season, and this coming weekend is, conference championship week, and we have all the, playoff implications, all the bowl games coming up. So it's gonna be, a long filled episode with a lot of information in it. So we decided that, we're gonna do that episode separately so that the sports one isn't like too much for all of you guys out there to handle. But yeah. But that said, once again, thank you guys for tuning in. And once again, shout out to SeatGeek for letting us be a part of their team. It's an absolute honor. And I'm gonna say it one more time. If you're looking to buy some tickets for a game, a comedy show, a concert, a question and answer with an actor, actress of one of your favorite movies, or hey, if you're looking for tickets to the Dancing with the Stars 2024 tour, make sure to hit up the SeatGeek app. And make sure to use our code Rob Gao, that's ROBCAO, for $20 off your first purchase. And with all that said, till next time, everyone, take care.